U.S. Urge to Enhance Ties with China by Zhao Zhihao, China Daily. Spokesman, two nations should speed up healthy and stable military relations. The Chinese military urged the United States to rationally evaluate China and its military development and properly handle China-U.S. military-to-military relations and bilateral ties, a spokesman for the Ministry of National Defense said on Thursday. In early March, the United States released its interim national security strategic guidance, which claimed that China was the only competitor potentially capable to mount a sustained challenge to a stable and open international system. Last week, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said during his visit to Japan and the Republic of Korea that U.S. should boost military cooperation with its allies to foster credible deterrence against China. Senior Colonel Lin Guoqiang, the ministry spokesman, criticized the recent report and rhetoric by U.S. defense officials as being full of a Cold War mentality. The U.S. is playing a trick to manufacture an enemy by hyping up its threat so it can make excuses to continue its hegemony, he said. China has no wish to challenge anyone, but it also does not fear a challenge from anyone, he said. China has the right to develop the freedom to choose its path, the ability to defend itself, and the need to protect its legitimate rights. No individual or power can stop China's people's pursuit of a better life, he said. The Chinese military will always have the determination and capability to safeguard national sovereignty, security, and development interests. Meanwhile, Ren says that China follows a path of peaceful development and a defense policy that is defensive in nature. China has also proactively contributed to world peace and governance by engaging in peacekeeping missions, overseas naval escorts, and assisting others in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. History has proved that hegemonic ideology should have been thrown into the trash bin, Ren said. We hope the U.S. can work with China to enhance dialogue, expand mutually beneficial cooperation, properly manage risks and differences, and facilitate healthy and stable China-U.S. military relations going forward. When asked about foreign powers sending warships to patrol in the South China Sea, Ren said the military Chinese is urging countries outside the region to stop causing trouble. Through the joint efforts of countries from the region, the situation in the South China Sea is generally stable and there is no issue regarding the so-called freedom of navigation, he said. Ren made the remark in response to French warships and submarine conducting patrols in the South China Sea last month. Germany and the United Kingdom have also announced plans to send warships to the region this year. Countries in the region and the international community can see clearly that security risks in the South China Sea come from the outside, he said. We hope relevant countries can take constructive measures to promote peace and stability in the region and not make trouble for no reason. We oppose anyone using freedom of navigation as an excuse to undermine the sovereignty and security of countries in the South China Sea area, Ren said.